Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you did. Welcome, everybody, to the show. This is Green Ideas Radio, and we talk about food news and whatever else we want to talk about. And
we talk about anything evening, you guys want to talk about.
Yeah, this evening, come on, somebody call 214-242-5272 if you want to just talk about anything. I guess.
You scared them away.
I swear.
You scared. What was her name? The one that lived in like Kentucky or something, like that, Catherine or something. Yeah, what happened to her? She was our like news agent.
I don't know. We have lots of listeners. I mean, the numbers keep going up and up and up.
I saw that. The metrics are freaking great.
Yep, chicken shit. People don't want to call in, though, I guess. So here we are.
Well, nobody wants to eat chicken shit. They want to eat chicken wings. That's what I'm here for.
By the way, I have this week, I was getting dangerously close to 5,000 friends. So every time I do that, I talk politics on my Facebook page.
that always culls the herd.
I think it really does.
It really does.
Oh. It does. When the show started, I think I was up to 49.65, and when the show started this evening, I was down to 49.41. So I called out about 24 in the last couple of days.
Yeah. Throw in a hashtag MAGA, and all of a sudden, like 300 people go away at a time. It's actually like cleansing.
Oh, it's kind of fun. I mean, I don't really like to talk politics, but sometimes, you know, it's not really politics. It's just common sense shit.
Right. You talk about regular stuff, but you know there's going to be a triggered few. They're going to be like, here's a microaggression. I must run to my safe place. That's great. Go meet George Romero, and he'll talk to you about life.
Oh, I mean, it's hilarious. And then you
know who George Romero is?
Yes.
Okay. I had to ask.
What would you like? Why wouldn't
I do?
Anyway, what I was going to say is, here's the weird part. When you bring up a subject, and everybody has a difference of opinion, just like belly buttons, we all have one. But when you bring up a subject and you give your opinion on Facebook, you have these douchebags who then come on your page and they start posting all kinds of crazy what they call facts from different studies. And
Mars and Jupiter and Saturn, they have every single planet covered. And they too wear a tinfoil hat. That's why I don't talk about it. Like I said, if I want to cull the herd, I can say just I can put up a couple of like one sentence. I can 300 people will leave. It's all about we have to live together as unity. We understand each other. Well, that's one side, and the other side just gets all bitter and just nasty and. The vitriol and the hate and all that good stuff all rolled into one, and it's not the normal side.
There's bad people on both sides, but I love it when you get point.
There always are.
I mean, you argue with somebody, not argue. You just discuss things back and forth, and then you got them on the road.
Discussion is just two posts away from you're a freaking Nazi. Yeah, that's the horrible part.
Exactly. You're a moron. You're a piece
of
shit. You're
two posts away from me called a Nazi just because you're speaking free speech, which is supposedly what we're built on. But that free speech goes, I guess, one way. If you speak the free speech that one person says, that if you speak it the other way, you're not allowed to.
Well, my favorite one was, and I'm not going to go there on politics today, but I did post something.
No, please
about
don't. I try to keep away from it.
I know, but the caravan
it's become
and all that
toxic.
Shit. So
you're not allowed to speak your mind because you're shut down. It's crazy shit.
But tell me how. Here's what cracks me up. We talk about the border and the laws of the border and illegal aliens and all that, and then somehow. Within 2 or 3 minutes, you become a person who's concerned about our borders to a racist. I don't understand
happens. No, it's immediate and it's a futile argument. It's insane. We got a shit ton of stuff coming up from the South that's all funded by go figure. George Soros. No, don't. I said the bad evil Borg name. Whatever. It's all being funded by this crap. These people are not coming here for a better life. They're coming here to make a statement. And it's fucking scary. I don't care what anybody says. This just all this stuff coming up from the South is freaking scary. It really is. And the fact that the president wants to put some troops on the border all of a sudden makes him a racist, a homophobe. They've used the term so much that it doesn't have any more meaning. It's like the word the. Or as Bill Clinton say, what's the definition of is? You know, it's just, where do you want to go with this? It's dumb shit. It's like, dude, we have tens of thousands of people that have all joined this little march to come north, and the fact that the president wants to say no, you can't come in because there's a legal way to do it. all of a sudden you're cast as some kind of a fucking racist. Or some kind of a fucking, whatever they want to call you. They label you with something, slap you, slap a name on you, and all of a sudden you're a freaking, you're like this curse upon the world because you don't want a whole bunch of freaking people coming like this caravan crap walking into your border. It's like, what other country in the world can you just walk into? Just walk into. Okay, I'll tell you what. Everybody says that the president is just going nuts. Okay, I'll tell you what. Leave your passport at home. Go just get a flight to southern Texas. Wait, not like Brownsville or something like that. Get a one-way flight because you're not going to need it back.
Yeah.
Get a one-way flight and leave your passport at home and just walk across the border to the south. Okay? Walk in there and just walk around. Walk around. Just walk around. Bring water. But just walk around. You'll be taken and held, and oh, I hope to God your family has a couple of bucks in their pocket to get you back.
I know. And it just amazes me how you just turn into this monster when you bring up this logical common sense shit.
It's like, dude, there's a border for a reason. Every country has one. Every freaking country in the world has one. And it's like, we're not allowed to defend ours because if you do, you're wrong. Well, what the shit? Maybe a party needs more votes, but, I mean, goddamn, this is not the way to do it. I mean, there's other ways to do this. Oh, my God. I mean, it is honestly scary stuff, dude. It really, really is. And I'm getting a little tired of it.
I get kicks out of it. Plus, I just want to clean out my friend list. So anyway, we'll leave that subject because we're supposed to talk about food news.
Food news
is not real political. It can be, but it's not real political.
It can be. Well, if you like Monsanto.
Before we go there.
No one likes Monsanto.
It's time to talk about DefConSauces.com. That's where you come in, John.
Oh, I actually know about I know about this topic. Hi, guys. Yes, your good old DefCon guy. Yep. Actually, we're winding down the year with the farmers market. So only got a couple of weeks to go. I got two more weeks at the Chatham Market in New Jersey, right by the train station. And after that, it's over. It's over. It's over. We'll be doing something special for everybody for the holidays, of course, because we're capitalists too, as are you all, which makes America great. But anyway, we really don't have a lot of events coming up per se. But hey, just keep on. If you're a Facebook fan, or if you're not Facebook, well, be one because I print out or I post what's going on there. I try to put it out on the regular email thing, but we have a lot of little stuff going on and in the works. Other than that, I can't really tell you much. It's kind of like a horrible week for DEF CON because we're realizing that our whole market thing is coming to a close for the year. What are you going to do? But hey, we'll be around. You can't get rid of me. I'm like herpes. So hey. Just go to the website if you're not attuned into what we're doing, and there'll be updates there, or just be on Facebook. It's either my name, John Dilley, or DefCon Sauces on Facebook. That's about it. It's a really clean slate tonight. It's easy. I got rid of that one. I got rid of that one quick. Didn't want to. But it's this time of the year sucks for us. It's like, yeah, we're right in the middle of football season. Oh, trust me, the sales are not down. It's just our facial, like our faces in the public are down because everything's kind of winding down for the year. It kind of sucks being in the Northeast because everything gets cold. But that's kind of where we are. It kind of happens.
You said herpes in the field, by the way.
Yeah, can't get rid of that.
What was wrong with you last week?
I was drunk as shit. I was sick. I was all messed up. Yeah, that was a good episode. You want to see me at my worst?
Are you feeling better?
I'm being honest. Yeah, the guy who was on the show, Mac, he actually got, I sent him a care package of all of our dry stuff, and he's going to use it this weekend.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Oh, by the way, Frank does labels for companies that need labels done. because someone has to explain to him that he can say this thing legally. And you give us a great price, and I appreciate it, and we're going forward with it.
Oh, yeah, and thank you. And thank you for
Well, not you, Robin, but whatever.
It's been a long project, but it's finally happening, and that's I like your new artwork. And, yeah, if you want to buy labels, any kind of food packaging, contact me. I'm on Facebook. You can contact me.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. But I've been doing it for 20 years, and I've only been really, really, really talking about it for the last 6 months, and I didn't think it was worth talking about. And I find that, oh, my God, it could be lucrative. So I'm talking like a 16-year-old girl, so
That's
oh, you make me sick sometimes. Oh, you kill me.
It's actually been 32 years I've been doing this shit. So
32 fucking years! And he finally comes out, like, let's say, like 2 months ago. And that's a reach. By the way, I do labels. Good God, man. Oh, you kill me.
You know,
well, thanks for the good pricing. Well, I should thank Robin for the good pricing.
We posted an ad on Facebook this past week and actually got a few contacts about labels, believe it or not.
There you go.
So,
this is how it works, Frank. This is called small business, and Facebook is free. Yeah, but you give up your life for it. I give up my life when I get a goddamn license, all right? Just no, but you have a tinfoil hat. No, just shut up. I'll bury your head. So anyway, where were we?
All right. Guess what time it is, John?
Could it be that time?
Yep.
No, bad. Bad evil Frank. Bad evil Frank. It should be the Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse.
It is food news time, and I've got a ton.
No. The lead up to it is wrong. It's no. And Minute Mouse. I'm holding a phone with one hand and Minute Mouse. Here we go. Okay. No, it should not be that. It should be this. Oh, no, not that. Oh, that's right. They got commercials before this crap now. Here we go. It's much more foreboding. And there's a cat and a mouse in like a Batmobile with wing things. Courageous Cat, 1961. Oh, come on, man. This predates Batman.
Wait a minute.
This shit is good.
What is it called?
Courageous
Minute
Cat
Mouse?
And Minute Mouse.
Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse.
And Minute Mouse. Yes.
I'll look it up.
Oh,
I'll
they go against the frog. They have all sorts of enemies. It's great. I grew up with this crap. Oh, my God. When it came out, I wasn't even born yet. I was still a tickle on my dad's testicles. But it's Jesus Christ. I remember growing up with this stuff, the old Popeye, when the good cartoons were out. But now you can't play them because they would offend somebody.
I watched a lot of damn cartoons. I do not remember Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse.
Oh, then you didn't watch a lot of cartoons. You're lying to me. Courageous Cat was shit. Oh, come on now. Everybody's looking at look up Courageous Cat. Can you spell Courageous? And Minute Mouse.
Yeah.
It came out it was like 1960, I think it was 1960 to 1963, if I'm not mistaken. And there was a lot of episodes. It was right up there with Crazy Cat. After Betty Boop, of course. Well, actually, Crazy Cat. Popeye started in the mid-30s. Popeye, everybody loved that show. When you think about Popeye, you're talking about dysfunctional. Okay, let's see Popeye. Let's put it this way. Okay, Popeye and Bluto were fighting over olive oil, who obviously was bulimic. Okay, none of them ever knocked her up because but she had a kid. It was the Jeep.
Yeah, but that was a
kid. He could crawl through walls and shit.
Right.
Try to catch the Jeep. You can't catch the Jeep. The Jeep.
What was it called? Sweet Pea or something.
Well, it was Sweet Pea, but then he had the Jeep. Yeah, well, Sweet Pea was the illegitimate child because Bluto or Popeye never took claim to it. But the Jeep thing, that was crazy shit. It walked. It was like Betty Boop stuff. Everybody's on absinthe and like early medication LSD shit, and everything like ooh, man of the mountain. It was crazy stuff.
All right, let's go to food news.
enough of a tangent. Yeah, that's cool. I cracked the beer. Let's go. Let's do this. Courageous Cat and Mittymouse. You got that. That is so much better than Get Smart. It predates it. It's better. It's more. Foreboding.
Your favorite place. I guess we're going to eventually have to give up on our philosophy. Starbucks.
What? Ugh.
Well, they're having a great year. Same store sales increased 4% in the quarter through September 30th. They're going to build an additional 2,100 locations, and I'm sorry, yes, 2,100 more, making a total of 31,000 units. And they're having booming sales. I swear I do not get it.
They burn their coffee. Starbucks sucks. I don't understand the enthrallment with this shit. There was an article, actually I think it was about 2 weeks ago, about the fact that a lot of people, small business people, who don't really have a tangible product, actually they can work from Starbucks. They sit fucking day.
Yeah.
And they hook into the Wi-Fi. They sit there all fucking day, and they do their small business stuff. Do I have a problem with that? No. I think your choice of location is wrong, but
I have to admit, when I was trying to hire some people, I actually met people at Starbucks for interviews because it was an easy place to meet. Everybody knew where Starbucks was.
Yep.
This is the one part of the story that cracked me up. You'll like this. 80% of the new stores that they are going to be opening will have drive-through windows. And here's the funny part. They call this a strategy of simplification that's designed to allow their employees to have more time interacting with their customers. What the hell?
Right.
What are the employees going to do now? They're going to do like singing and dancing and having like a little show or what?
And Ben and Jerry's is making sentient ice cream. I mean, who the fuck cares? It doesn't even matter. People go there because they can sit down all day and not get kicked out of a place as long as they – you don't even have to order anything. Shit. You can just go take a leak in here and walk back out, and they can't even stop you. That's great. But whatever. But people are there all day because they can run their small businesses out of a place that – serves them overpriced coffee and attitude. That's great, but that's not for me.
Well, they're doing something right. I'll never understand it.
I'm not saying
along.
They did anything wrong. You met with people just for an interview. Well, that's fine. Everybody knows where Starbucks is. It depends what corner of the street it's on. You could have four Starbucks on four corners.
But the flip side of the story, there's always another Starbucks story. Starbucks has got a class action lawsuit against them because the suit says that their drink does not contain white chocolate as advertised. The suit alleges that Starbucks Corporation is in violation of New York's Deceptive and Unfair Trade Practice Act, and Starbucks white chocolate double shot energy drink contains inferior confectionery ingredients instead of white
chocolate. I love the terms. Oh, God, these people are looking for a paycheck. Oh, my God. That must be a millennial. Or millennials. They all got together. They all live in one mom's basement.
So, folks, if you order a Starbucks white chocolate double shot energy drink. You're drinking inferior confectionery ingredients.
Ingredients, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like going to Whole Foods and looking for asparagus water. You want the green asparagus, not the yellow asparagus. Yeah, so, I mean, shit happens. I mean, life is life. What are you going to do?
Moving along. McDonald's.
Oh!
This is not big news. This is not real big news, but they've come out with and launched a new $6 classic meal deal. The deal choices include a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, 10-piece McNugget, or filet of fish, small order of fries, soft drink, or sweet tea in any size, plus a dessert, all for $6.
Any size? Any size. Oh, that's funny.
Well,
I want the whole container.
$6 isn't bad, I guess, if you want that shit. But they just launched.
Give me
it,
the fat filet of fish. Give me that fish. Do you remember that commercial? Wasn't that horrible?
With the
singing fish on the wall.
Yes, it's
like a nightmare in my head. Give me that filet of fish. Give me that fish. That was horrible. The fish. Talking about cannibalism. And these
now, here's an interesting story.
Think about that for a second.
Here's an interesting story.
Think Boston Dynamics.
McDonald's.
Yes.
A man in, where was this man? Alabama. A man with a firearm may have stopped a burglary or perhaps something
may
worse at an Alabama McDonald's. Yeah, well, listen to this. The man who hasn't been named was leaving the fast food eatery in Birmingham, Alabama with his two sons at 10:45 p.m. on Saturday.
And then?
WBRC notes that a masked gunman burst into the McDonald's restaurant as the workers opened the door for the family to exit, opening fire. The father whipped out his own pistol and returned fire and killed the gunman. Yes.
Well, good. Now, good for him. And you're going to get a bunch of friggin' idiots saying, well, there should be no guns because neither one of them had them. Well, there will be a safer society. Yeah, the problem with that logic is the only person if you got rid of guns is going to have them is the criminal.
Exactly.
So,
and they actually interviewed some kids who had been hiding in the freezer, and they all said they're so glad that man was there because they felt like when the man came charging into the restaurant, he was going to kill everybody. So
right.
this guy had a concealed carry weapon, and he took out the bad guy. Good.
Well, and the kids in the freezer, now, did they do a class action lawsuit against McDonald's for cold allergies?
Probably.
You know, I mean, that's where you got to go these days. Everybody's looking for a paycheck. As long as I don't have to do anything for it, I'm going to sue. So, hey.
There it is. Speaking of lawsuits, here's one you'll like.
Oh, here we go.
Well, it's over. A federal judge dismissed the central claim in a lawsuit accusing five food producers and retailers of deceiving consumers by using 100% grated Parmesan cheese labels to describe products that contained also cellulose. The judge found a lack of proof that the labels would mislead reasonable consumers into thinking the products were 100% cheese. But they allowed some state consumer protection claims against Albertsons, Kraft, and Walmart over ingredients listed that said cellulose was used to prevent caking when actually it is also used as a filler.
Well, hey, you get one, you get the other. That's the way that works. Yes. He went against pretty much the big five to try to get his point across and failed. Because it was weak. Cellulose is in everything.
Well, cellulose is basically a fiber, but I have to agree.
When it comes to food products, if you think you're buying what you think you're buying in most markets as a packaged food, cellulose doesn't do any harm. It's gluten free. It doesn't cause fibromyalgia. It's cellulose.
I have to agree. If this is 100% cheese, that is a lie. It's not 100% cheese.
No.
It is.
You know,
it might be 99.9999, but it isn't 100.
When you're buying gold, it matters. When you're buying bagged cheese, it doesn't. If you want 100%, buy a cheese wheel and grit it yourself.
Well, that's a good point. Good point. But
you know,
it did say 100%.
You want somebody else to do the work for you, so when they do the work and you buy it, oh, they lied to me and go sue the big five because they're going to get a paycheck out of one of them. Please.
All right. You mentioned it a minute ago. Ben and Jerry's is launching
a
new flavor.
Ben and Jerry, yeah.
Pecan, pecan. What do you call it? You call it something else.
Peckins.
Not pecan.
Peckins.
Peckins. Peckin Resist, which is the name of the ice cream. And it's made to promote activism in the U.S. The limited batch flavor, chocolate ice cream.
How about Antifa? Can I get an Antifa almond?
Pecans and walnuts and fudge-covered almonds. It is part of the company's campaign to, quote, lick injustice and champion those fighting to create a more
God, it's as bad as listening to Bette Midler sing. I'm not even going to touch that one. It's so stupid. I'm leaving that one on the cutting room floor. I don't want to talk about that one. Next.
Well, all I say
there's nothing to say on that one. I gave up Ben and Jerry's as soon as they existed. It's like these guys are dumb. I want an Antifa almond. Once you give an Antifa almond, I might bring you back into my mind.
Well, they crack me up. They're such hypocrites. They talk about all
they
this
are.
Shit, and they're the
That's
biggest.
That's my point.
They are the biggest capitalists in the world. All right, whatever. Moving
Cherry
along.
Cherry Garcia.
Is that his name? No, it isn't.
Well, no, that's the ice cream shit that came out with after the guy died.
Well, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's
It's like, okay,
dead.
I see where this is going. Yeah.
All right, moving along. Now, remember how you talk every week about Jesus or Gomez or whatever taking a squat on the lettuce?
Copping a squat is a much better picture.
All right. Well, the FDA has confirmed that it wasn't that someone was copping a squat on the lettuce. They have confirmed that the irrigation canal water was the most likely way E. coli was spreading to romaine lettuce in Yuma, Arizona. Now, which means that Jesus and Pedro are copping a squat in the irrigation field.
Well, wait. What? Throttle back. Irrigation in Arizona.
Yeah.
That's like making, it's like trying to make boiled water in Antarctica.
No, they have canals. I've seen this. And what's happening is
right.
people are taking
and they,
shit.
No, but no, in that part of the country, it's desert. If you're going to irrigate, make everything underground. Don't show the water, the sunlight, because the sunlight's happy to see the water.
Well, this is the line in the story that freaking cracks me up. You and I have figured it out. There's somebody taking a shit in the canal, right? That's where
right.
the E. coli is.
Copping a squat and dumping in the water. Yep.
Well, FDA has said the agency remains unsure as to what has caused the contamination in the but
it must be a it, no, it's one bunny. It's one bunny jumping all over the globe. One bunny copping a squat over all the irrigation lands. It's one bunny. It couldn't be the workers. No, it's a bunny.
No, it's a bunny, or yeah, you're
and
right.
You know, his sidekick is probably a hamster.
And you know that is such.
Watch
a
out for these two.
The FDA, a politically correct response. They're not really sure how this happened.
Oh please! Right there, it is. It's shit. That's the Paul.
Okay.
But you and me, we proved what it was months ago. and they're just coming up with that. It might be. Will you stop it, you FDA? Oh, the Federal Dumbass Association. It's like, it's shit in the water. That's where you get shit in the food. It's called fertilizer. But human fertilizer is not good. Why? Because human fertilizer has Monsanto in it. Ugh. Jesus.
Okay, moving along. Now, you know, I don't know why I find this comical. Maybe it's not, but Target has launched Target has launched mobile checkout at all stores. Now, listen to this. Using
mobile
handheld
checkout.
Devices. Yep. Using handheld devices. Target workers can scan items in a guest's cart and accept payment by credit card on the spot from anywhere in the store during peak events.
Oh, that's
pleasant. Located in the business area of the store.
So there's Darth Vader hovering around his little Death Star. Oh, welcome to Target. We know who you are. We've already extracted your DNA through the heel of your boot that you never even noticed because we have this certain tranquilizer, so we don't even know it. Oh, welcome to our store. You walk in, you walk out, you pay me. We know you do because you will.
But they're gonna have people walking around with these little machines, and you can check out anywhere you would like.
Right.
All right.
Well, remember the Google stores?
Oh yeah. Well, they're building more. They're building more.
Oh, Google. Good for them. Good for them. Dude, that's the most crazy fucking thing. That means the people shopping there probably have the big beards with the swallow nests in them, running the penny farthing bite. The hipster people. I'm going to the Google store because they don't. I just walk in anonymous. I walk in anonymous. Are you fucking kidding me? Anonymous.
How long?
They see you a block away. It's like, oh, here he comes. We know who you are.
You know what? We need to start having just a robot, artificial intelligence section of our food news, because everything's turning out this way because they're bringing all
the
shit in.
That's
the
way it's going.
It's the way it's going.
It's all going that way. You know what sparked this? Was the $15 an hour stuff.
$15.
I swear to God.
I know. We talked about that, what, 2 years ago probably?
Right.
It's happening.
And everything's going robotic because – it's obvious to the few that actually think. It's crazy.
Well, back to your comment about Google. Sam's Club has just started an operation that's going to do the same thing. You go into your Sam's Club with a special Sam's Club card. There will be no cash registers, and you go get your stuff.
You walk in, walk out.
Somehow the freaking store reads what's in your cart and charges it to your card.
and when you walk into the store, they inject you with a nanobot, and you don't even know it because it's so damn small. And you walk around, you walk out. Yeah, it's great. And from then forward, who's to say that a nanobot doesn't have the AI to procreate? And all of a sudden, you got a bunch of nanobots. Now, everybody you walk through, and now you implant them with your nanobot because, say, you talk to them, right, because you're a friendly guy. You sneeze, you cough, you shit. Hey, it's the future.
It's
kind of scary, actually, when you think about it.
It is. Well, speaking of Sam's Club, it gets worse. They're opening test store in Dallas where all your purchases are made via your smartphone. This is a NOAA test.
Oh, good.
Shoppers will use their phones to build their shopping list and navigate the 32,000 square foot store. The club will feature augmented reality displays. What the fuck is that?
Really? Okay, augmented reality. That's what Pokemon does. You're shopping Pokemon style. Pokemon's all about augmented reality. You're now shopping via Pokemon.
Yep.
Pikachu's going to tell you where the fucking lettuce is. Charizard's going to show you where the beef is. What the shit?
And they're also going to have electronic shelf labels that can instantly update prices with a push of a switch. And it'll be used to test other ideas, So, I mean, all these stores are going this way, John.
Dude.
There's going to be nothing.
It's the $15 an hour bullshit that ran rampant. Okay, minimum wage. It's not enough. I agree. However, minimum wage was never supposed to support an entire family. Minimum wage, when I grew up, okay, 15 and a half, I think it was, when you could start working, you made minimum wage. And it was like three something. And you did that because now you had – it taught you money. It taught you how to use money. It gave you an injection of money legally, and you found out what taxes are all about. You found out working overtime. Though, and you worked that out in your little head at 15, 16 years old. Well, if you're like 30, 40, 50, 60-something doing minimum wage, I don't know what to tell you. It was not supposed to, be able to pay a mortgage. That's not what it was meant for. Well,
now
no, it was like, oh, what, $15 an hour, $15. You shot yourselves in the foot. You did, and it's quite apparent.
Speaking of Pokemon, here's another one.
Oh,
Walmart,
what do you got?
Along with Sam's Club, which is the same company, it has launched their augmented reality. I love that augmented reality scanning.
Well,
tool.
That AR. That's what AR stands for. Is augmented reality.
Yeah, AR. Which was.
Well, now you know that when you read something with a capital A, capital R, that's what they're talking about.
Yes.
See, you learned something today.
Will help customers with product comparisons. Unlike a typical barcode scanner meant only to compare prices on one item, Walmart's AR scanner can be panned across store shelves, offering details on pricing and customer ratings beneath the products it sees.
And the only people using these are the one in the Walmart Indianapolis 500 carts.
Yes, you're right.
They're the only ones that have time for this.
I
want you to scan the store, Mr. Computer, because I want 8 cents off my Cheetos.
That's the part that blows me away. You're 1,000% correct. Who has fucking time for this?
I don't have time for shit. Dude, you got these things. It's like the Camelopolis 500. I've seen it. You're like three or four in a side by side going down an aisle. It's like a really, really slow snow scooper. And you can't get by them because they fill the aisle. It's like the aisle was built for four of these fucking things. And it's like you could walk. You choose not to. I see why. It's like I don't want to see the tiger spandex. Just stay seated for the entire production. Just stay seated. I don't want to see that. But you can't get by them.
Are they really interested in doing this scanning shit and comparison shopping?
When
and
you
getting
got more people? Time than life, yes.
Unbelievable.
Most of us don't.
I go in, get what I want, get out as fast as I can. I don't want all this
other
shit.
There it is. But think about it. You're perusing in the Walmartopolis 500 cart, and you're the shit. You can go wherever you want to go. You can reach up and ask somebody else to grab the shit off the top shelf. You don't have to stand up. This makes America great.
And as a side note, I have been going to Walmart now here locally for almost 5 years, and I have never, ever, ever, in all the visits I've made to Walmart, I've never been in there when there wasn't somebody in one of those damn carts.
Right.
They're
capable of walking. Granted, they've got what are those spider vein things? That, I mean, make them look like a Borg. But if you got up and actually walked around, they may go away. But no, you want to sit in your cart and do negative 3 miles an hour, and just go upon your way. Fine, just don't cut me off when I'm walking.
I understand. There's disabled people out there, but I swear I cannot believe that there are
the disabled ones have their own vehicles.
True.
Right.
I mean, you're right.
A handful. You have a, okay. I you see a guy with a cast on his leg. He gets a cart. Well, why wouldn't he? Because I'm not an asshole. I understand that. He's got a cast on his leg. But, well, I ate too much last night. Well, I can see that. Why do you need a cart? To walk it off. But that's beyond the realm of reality to these people. I hate Walmart, and I'd go in as little as possible. Maggie will go in there. She is not totally blind to it. If she goes and I stay home, she'll come back with stories, and then I wish I was there. But
all right.
You know, it's this evil presence of a supermarket, or what do you even call Walmart? It's a supermarket, but it's in everything. It's a Death Star.
Well, I go there quite a bit because there's not a whole lot of options here. But
you fit in.
I fit in well. Okay, speaking of pork.
Oh, come on now. That was a funny. Oh, you laugh. Oh, you got to get out more. You got to get a girlfriend.
Organic pork sales fell. I didn't know there was such thing as organic pork, by the
way. I didn't either. This is news to me. What do we got?
Organic pork sales fell 2.4% by weight over the last 52 weeks, despite overall organic sales and other products rising 6.4%. Due to a lack of supply and demand. Producers claim raising organic hogs. How the hell do you raise an organic hog, by the way?
You put it on a stick. Have it walk the stairs.
Producers claim raising organic hogs is more expensive than raising other organic protein, and most pork buyers aren't willing to pay the premium.
Because they know it's bullshit.
Neiman Ranch was there out in California, and they're in California. I've been in their plant. Neiman Ranch notes that offering organic pork would increase its price so much it would have to charge consumers more than double its already high prices.
So Neiman pork, is that like Neiman Marcus? Needless markups? Is that what we're talking about?
It's very expensive. I was in their plant years ago, and
that's great.
So I'm just saying.
Why would you charge? But organic. So, it's such a misnomer, because organic means different things. There's 50 in the United States. There's 50 different classifications of organic because each state has different laws for it. You can't win because it's like it's different in Rhode Island than it is in Florida. Well, I mean, then you have everybody does the Hodge to freaking California for the organic crap. That's fine. Tax it through the roof. Howdy. All the residents in California have to curtail their water usage in summertime because there's a drought, except for the almond groves and wine fields. But that's who am I to say? But you're right. They have to charge too much for it in certain states. And California is very, very down. Oh, organic has to be organic. Well, you go to Jersey organic is different than California organic, it's different than Georgia organic, different than Nebraska organic. So to put an organic label, if you want the definition of organic comes from this earth. Well, think about it. If it's organic, it's from this earth. The only thing that can really be out of here is comets and shit and things that come from outside. But that's what brought us here. So what is organic?
It's a tag
to make you be able to charge more for your groceries. Call me a douchebag. I don't give a shit what you call me, because it's true. Oh my god, the organic thing. Everybody has an organic label now because there's no laws on what organic is across the 50 states. That's why I find it kind of like a.
It's bullshit.
It is.
It's bullshit.
Technically, yes.
It's the way to charge more for something. I get my $1.49 a pound pork steaks at Save-A-Lot and fuck the organic shit because it's a joke.
Right. It kind of is. I mean, because like I said, there's no UPC for organic, if you want to put it that way. Everybody doesn't abide by the same rules, so if they don't, why are you paying more? That's my point. I mean, it's quite a simple point when you think about it.
Believe me, I know. I see it all day long. I go into a place and you'll see $1.99 boneless breast, which is a good price for boneless breast. Right beside it, there will be something in a special tray that says organic.
Yes, with the special stamps, all the probably fireworks coming off of it.
$5.99 a pound. Now, excuse me, I'm not paying $4 more a pound because, honestly, it doesn't do anything for me.
No. Okay. Case in point. Myself and my lovely wife, we went down to our local grocery store. No names or anything like that because I don't want anybody getting hate mail to them. Local grocery store. And we went in there, yes, and there I was in the mood for pork chops that night. I love pork chops, and the center cut, woof, the big juicy ones. So we go up to the thing, and there's four chops, big hunkers, and we can get four for $6. I look over here's the organic ones, and to tell you the truth, they didn't look as appetizing. Whatever, maybe Monsanto makes things better, but I'm looking at these things and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, no, they're double the price, but you know what? Let's do an experiment. So we bought both, and we brought them home, and we kind of did the test, the blind taste test thing, and I didn't cook them, my wife didn't cook them, we brought in a friend, and they cooked them, and we didn't tell them which ones were which. But we marked each one kind of so though they marked each so they knew. One came out of one came out of the other. They didn't see the labels organic or non-organic. They just put marks on which ones they did on the back, not on the actual chop. You could not tell the goddamn difference, dude.
Of course you couldn't.
There was absolutely no difference in taste. Absolutely zero difference.
You can get a good bottle of wine for $9. And someone can give you a $60 bottle, and you can pour them in glasses and say, okay, which is which? And
oh, that's proven. That's proven for years. Yeah, absolutely. I think some of the best wine is between $10 to $15 a bottle. There's some of the best wines out there. If you want to, okay, yeah, you go ahead. Spend $350 on your freaking bottle of whatever. And if you're to impress people on how much you spent, yeah, you can do it. That's easy to do. It's easy to spend money. It's harder to find something that tastes good.
I just get amazes me how people will pay extra for shit like this. Like you said, it really doesn't make a whole lot of difference when it comes to taste. They're going to tell you it's healthier, and there's been so many studies that show that there is not a rat's ass difference between the two when it comes to nutritional value, but they'll claim that it is, and they'll pay $4 more a pound for the shit. Go ahead. Moving on.
And I'll see you. We'll both talk when we're both 75. And hey, how you doing? Oh, you look a little. you look a little peaked. Is everything all right? Well, we found out that you were right. God, the rules are different. I'm like, oh God, you went the cardboard diet, didn't you? See, never go the cardboard diet. Never do that.
Moving along. All right. Have you ever had cottonseed oil?
I have. Actually, I have. We tested – no, no, to be honest, I have. cottonseed oil is one of those oils that are just bad. It's like, oh, it's one step up from DDT.
Well,
it's actually not – it's not really good for you. It doesn't kill you at the same time, but it's not really good for you.
Wait, I know, I thought so too. I think I had it one time, but I always thought it wasn't good for you. Well, listen to this. You ready for this study?
Oh, no.
A high-fat diet enriched with cottonseed oil may improve cholesterol profiles in young adult men, according to research by the University of Georgia.
No way! Cut! Oh my God! Cut! Ah! That's right through a palm oil. I mean, it's like you look at like almond joy or mounds and shit. They got cottonseed and all the these horrible things. No. Oh, it's gonna kill you! It's gonna kill you! Oh my God! Oh.
Yep. Gets better. The study participants show significant reductions in cholesterol, triglycerides, in cottonseed oil trials compared to a minimal change when they used olive oil.
Not just a significant change. Now that's no. Those are words that have to be said, like with profound exuberance.
Here's the numbers. They are significant. Participants showed an average decrease of 8% in total cholesterol, along with a 15% decrease in their LDL cholesterol, and a 30% decrease in triglycerides. I always thought that cottonseed oil was bad for you.
Well, that's what we were brought up to believe. palm oil, cottonseed oil, all this shit. You're not supposed to eat it. It's going to kill you. It's going to kill you. Actually, no, it doesn't. Imagine that.
Nope. And that study was done in the University of Georgia.
You have to put it in perspective. Put it in perspective.
Yes, they got a grant.
Perspective.
They got a grant.
Now, eggs, are they good for you or are they bad for you? Well, let's see. One year, they say it's good. Next year, they say they're bad. Let's see. You have to cut down your salt intake. There's a difference between cutting down and not eating any, because if you don't eat any, you die. Everything is just how you word it. I'm very surprised by the cottonseed oil.
What exactly are you doing?
I'm working around the house. I just poured out I'm doing a bunch of shit here. I'm walking around.
It sounds like you're changing the oil in your vehicle or something in the background.
No, I had to pour out the cooler. I got a market tomorrow. I'm just kind of like pre-preparing.
All right,
I'm done.
Here we go.
I'm done.
We're changing directions here. All right, everybody's into delivery of food, right? Well, KFC and Taco Bell, total of 6,000 units.
They've joined forces.
They're owned by Yum Brands, and they have.
Yep.
They're all going to start delivering by first of 2019. Some have already started.
I'm not surprised.
I'm actually not
surprised by that.
This information comes off of their recent quarterly report. But it also says that better value offers and digital orders in Russia, Thailand, and the Middle East, and India has helped increase KFC's same-store sales by 3% in the third quarter, as well as some of its new menu items. Including, have you tried this?
That's because if you served the pork, they'd kill you.
Have you tried this new fried chicken?
No, I have not. I don't plan on it. I really don't. It's really not on my bucket list. It really isn't.
And Taco Bell has relaunched their dollar nacho fries, as well as their $1 triple melt burritos, which has helped boost sales in same stores by 5%.
And I'll tell you what. Look at things. Everybody wants to drop the price. Oh, you get this many for this much. Now, when you got Burger King coming out 10-cent nuggets, does that tell you don't want to eat that shit?
Well, that tells me that. I don't like to eat anything at Burger King, but yes, that's what it tells me.
Well, no, I don't eat. I have not eaten at a McDonald's or a Burger King or either those two in well over a decade. I refuse to. When you walk by either one of those places, especially Burger King, flame broiled burgers. Why is it when I walk by a Burger King, it doesn't smell like you're doing meat?
I can't stand.
To smell barbecue. I don't.
Now, Yum Brands owns KFC and Taco Bell. They also own Pizza Hut. Now, Pizza Hut sales are falling, and according to the study,
that's why
Pizza Hut is
why they're doing what they're doing with these sales right now.
Well, Pizza Hut's failing to engage young people and students and their younger consumers who instead are turning to Domino's and Papa John's. An analyst with the firm noted that although it's a smart move for Pizza Hut to focus on technology initiatives to engage the younger people, it will need to address its brand perception and be more price competitive with Domino's and Papa John's. You know, it's right.
Otherwise, you will not survive.
Yeah, Pizza Hut costs an arm and a leg to get a pizza. I went there.
Pizza sucks. Around here, it sucks.
It does.
I've had it. It's the worst pizza in this area. It really is.
I think Domino's is kicking everybody's ass right now because they've got an inexpensive, pretty good pizza.
And they fix fucking potholes.
That's right. That's another reason.
that was sheer fucking genius of Domino's. We fix potholes because we don't want your pizza to jump around in your car because I'd love to see the number. What, they fixed like 8, like nationwide? Whatever it is, they did it and they got it.
They did.
They locked it in. It was genius. Whoever came up with that marketing campaign, I hope he got it right. Bada boom, bada room, whatever else. I hope you got your paycheck because you did it. You worked it and it worked. Domino's has gone up. Their stock has zoomed.
Oh yeah, big time. Went from $2
to
$250.
It's since the fucking pothole bullshit. It's going whoop. It's going straight up. Whoever did that, marketing genius. I still think the pizza sucks. Hey, that's just me. I'm from Jersey. We got real pizza in the Northeast, whatever. But it was marketing genius. It really was.
And wait. Now, my favorite part of this story, there were so many good tidbits in this quarterly report. Wait to hear this one. Pizza Hut is partnering with Toyota to develop a robot-operated mobile pizza factory. A modified Toyota pickup truck will have a pizza-making robot in the back in an effort to cut down delivery times. The prototype.
When you buy one, do you know this? When you buy a pickup truck, do you know this thing's working in the back, or do they tell you?
The prototype will.
Honey, for some reason, our truck is making pizzas. Was this an extra option?
Really, will cook the pies on the go in 6 to 7 minutes. That's right. Would you like bucket seats and would you like the pizza robot as an accessory?
Well, would you like a tray to come out in front of the passenger seat? Why would I want that? Well, we haven't told you this yet, but you got a pizza droid in the back. He's gonna be serving pizzas as you drive.
I'm gonna have to try it. If they do that, I'm gonna have to order one. I just want to see the damn robot making the pizza in the back of the Toyota truck.
Yeah, well, I want to be. Is it sentient?
Is it what?
Does he cop a squat on the lettuce? Yes. But he only shits 5W30.
On another subject, and it has nothing to do with food, but it still bugs me. Everybody's racing to get these autonomous vehicles.
Dude, it's so scary.
I know, but why? What is the, I don't understand.
Because they're fucking late. Well, for one, they want to be first on the block with it so they can tell their neighbors or drive around. Like those little smart cars, people are proud to own those. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? You drive around in a coffin. What? It's a portable coffin, and they're proud about driving it. Okay, autonomous vehicle. Well, that's great. That's great. And all of a sudden, the battery died. Now what does it do?
I don't understand. Well, what is?
I'm in the back seat. I don't know. I'm not the driver. The car's the driver. I'm in the back seat. So whatever happens, it's Toyota's fault. But you just drove off a bridge.
Here's my question. Let's say you buy an autonomous vehicle, and you're riding in the back seat while your while your car drives you to wherever.
No, no,
you're
even
going.
Better than that. You're fucking in the back seat.
Okay, well, there's
because
a use
you
for
can.
It. I hadn't thought about that.
Because you
okay,
can.
Okay, that's I think exactly. That's why I would want one, I guess. Never thought of it that way.
Right, right. Well, you know, these are the positives. However,
I don't. But you still got to be in the car, and you got something driving you around. Well, you got whatever a robot driving you around. I just don't understand the philosophy. I mean, when we're both 75 years old, and there's probably going to be all cars will be autonomous, we'll be saying, "Oh yeah, remember we talked about that 30 years ago, 20 years ago."
Well, okay, autonomous. Now, okay. Here's one for everybody to think about. There's a paradox. You want the car to drive for you, so you don't have to pay attention to driving. For one,
right.
For the first part, why don't you take the fucking train? The second one is why don't you take the fucking bus? Third one is okay. Now you're in the back seat doing whatever the hell you want to do, stroking one, rubbing one out, whatever. You're shooting putty at the moon. Now your car is careening down this road because it's autonomous. It does what it wants to do, and it figures things out. Supposedly. Oh, it's going to figure it out. All of a sudden, it comes into two people run, the two vehicles run stop signs. Let's see. It would be a guy to your left with, it's a bus carrying a bunch of passengers, and on your right is another bus carrying a bunch of passengers. Well, now, it has to be programmed. Who's the programmer? But it has to be programmed. Now, you are one person. You have no control over this vehicle. The machine thinks, has it been programmed to survive, or has it been programmed to let's just make it the least loss. The car kills you to save more lives, and you're not even in control of that car. Now people are like, "Oh, poo-poo." No, think about that for a minute. Your autonomous vehicle makes life decisions for you because you're too stupid to pay attention of where you're going.
Well, here's the part too. It's like, you're exactly right. Cause it'd be like Mr. Spock driving for
right.
you. And he's very logical.
Right.
He has no emotion.
Right.
He's logical. So the logical thing to do would to be drive you into the telephone pole and not hit the two buses. That would
the
be
lives
the
of the many outweigh the lives of the one. And he said it himself. There
All
it is.
Right.
So your car kills you to save others. Wouldn't you want a little bit more control over what your car is thinking? I would think you kind of do. Meanwhile, you're gonna get a pizza served from your trailer. You're fucking, and you're getting pizzas just delivered as you need them, and maybe probably too many because you're telling you to reorder, but you're not saying that. You're saying, "Oh God, give me another, give me another," and getting pizzas keep flying in the back window, and then the car kills you. Have you seen that commercial where I hate progressive commercials with Flo, but there's the son who's got the VR thing on his face, and he's, "I want you to do that." "Yes, master." And blah, 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 you got robots flying over the house, and the dad goes, "What happened to my son?"
Yeah.
That's where we're going. That's where we're going.
That is where we're going.
With all this crap. And, I'm happy I'm alive now.
We've killed the robots. Let's move along. The only reason I'm hurrying up, we got a lot more stories. You're going to love this story.
Yes, go. You didn't tell me you had a bunch. Usually you don't have a bunch. All right, what do you got?
I do. All right, you're going to love this story. Ready?
All right, shoot.
All right, Thanksgiving is coming, right? And you've heard of the tofurkey, right? The turkey made out of tofu.
You're going there. All right.
All right, here we go. Wait till you hear this. Tofurkey and the Good Food Institute are seeking preliminary injunctions against Missouri law that makes it a misdemeanor to promote products as meat that aren't made from livestock or poultry. In the federal lawsuit, the plaintiffs argue that the law infringes on their constitutional free speech right. So,
oh, my God.
Tofurkey is suing Missouri.
We make fake meat, and we want you to say we don't. Oh, my God. That's kidding? I'm Tofurky. Are you freaking kidding?
Yep.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Oh, my God. Missouri, I hope the mayor, the governor, gives him a big fucking finger. If finally, we were over this. If it's not a meat product, you can't call it turkey.
Well, here's what I was thinking about, John. Do you really believe that our forefathers, when they wrote the First Amendment, freedom of speech, that they, in their life, in their wildest dreams, would have ever thought that a company would try to use that constitutional amendment
when
they make tofu?
No, no, to be totally honest, no, to be totally, no, 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 to be totally, no, they didn't. It was just funny, but no, they didn't. Their ideas were for much larger things than this. This is frivolous crap. The founding fathers were very, very forward thinking, and the Constitution and all and the Bill of Rights, they're not living documents. They were written for a reason, and the reason was, if you go back to when it was written, they saw what happened, and that's why we stand alone in the way America is. We're a republic, and democratic does not show up anywhere in any of our founding fathers' documents, anywhere. Go ahead, look. All the people, he's wrong. Look it up. There's no mention of it. I guess I went too deep on that one. I went too deep.
No, you didn't. But our forefathers probably would have never imagined a turkey made out of tofu.
They would have thrown it out as bullshit out of the court, which is what more judges have to do with frivolous crap.
All right, moving along. This is surprising. This is a surprising result. We've been following this story for the last probably month now. But remember that poor guy who got cancer because of Roundup?
Oh, no.
And we said... No, listen, this is pretty interesting. California groundskeeper is going to accept the judge's reduced verdict of $78 million against Monsanto after a jury found the company weed killer caused cancer. So he's not going to fight anymore. He's just going to take it. He originally was given like $260 million, but he's decided to accept
the $78 million.
Wow,
that's rough. That's rough. Yeah, you know, honey, I it was a hard day at work today, but I had to settle for $78 million.
It surprised me. I thought this thing would drag on forever and ever, but he accepted it and it's done. $78 million.
If he didn't accept it, the Death Star rules him. He probably couldn't afford it anymore. And because you can't use your hopeful future winnings as in betting. Well, I'm hoping to win $30,000 off of this poker bet. You can't use that against what you own. He may have owned nothing else that he could fight with. And so he settled for $78 million. But, you know, it's a lottery winning. But, dude, the guy was shooting higher, and maybe he ran out of money because you cannot project your future winnings in court. Your projected future winnings in your own mind.
He's paying half of that to his lawyers, you know. At least.
Right, so he's coming. I mean, $36 million or 37, 38. It's not a bad day's pay, but he stuck with it, and he got them. He got the big Death Star to pay out. God bless him. He should be happy that he was able to get that.
I mean, the sad part is the guy has cancer, but at least
he should be happy that he got that out of, because how many hundreds didn't.
This next story, you're going to have to wait for the end because the twist at the end made me laugh. All right.
Go.
You know, Kellogg's was the one that had the problems with the Honey Smacks and the E. coli. And
you look at Kellogg's beginning, too. It's bringing that into play. Go ahead.
Because of the Honey Smacks issue, the morning foods unit declined 1.3% in its fiscal third quarter, partially due to the Honey Smack cereal. However, ready for the however? This is what I think is hilarious. However, the company did receive a slight boost in the category from higher sales of Pop-Tarts. So I guess people couldn't eat Honey Smack.
Oh.
They ate more popcorn.
Oh. Dude, you really Pop-Tarts. Oh, you know, it's so, like once a window licker, always a window licker. It's like, oh my God.
I thought that was hilarious. Oh my God. I mean, I could have lost money on Honey Smacks, but people said, well, can't eat my Honey Smack. I guess I'll go eat some Pop-Tarts.
Eat some Pop-Tarts. Because I don't give a shit who makes them, but them's cheap. I can actually take the Walmart cart. I can pick them at a slow speed, too. As I'm driving by, I can pick them off the shelf. It's incredible what I can do. I may be holding up people behind me. Hey, but hey, that ain't nothing. My wife's got some leotards, you got to see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, huh?
All right. Nutritional information, which, okay.
That's a neat topic, actually.
Well, listen
nutritional
to
nutritional information.
This is going to make your day.
29%. I love this topic.
29% of U.S. adults ages 20 and older saw nutritional information about foods at a fast food or pizza place as being helpful. 44% of that 29%. Use those numbers to make decisions on what items they order on the menu. So only 29% are looking at it. And of that 29%, only 44% of that 29%, which is actually.
Right. So we're looking at like 14%.
Like 12%, right. Yeah, 12, 13% of the people.
12, 14, whatever
really,
it comes out. Yeah. Yeah.
Really even pay attention to that. So all this money and all these label changes and all that is because of those few 12%. Now, what were you going to say about nutritional labeling?
Well, no, when it comes to Wendy's or something like that, and this actually happened. This is fucking awesome. We had a couple in front of us. Oh, God. We're road weary. We got done with a show. As I told you, we only eat Wendy's on the road. Wendy's has all the calorie crap. The guy in front of us goes to his wife. And these aren't Walmart people. They're not 400 pounds with their own P orbit. They're normal people. And he looks up and goes, "Oh damn, honey, look at that. I get more calories with that one. So I don't even have to pay more for that. I'm going to get that one. I get more for my money." I look at Maggie. She didn't even say a fucking word. Neither one said. I looked at her. We both gave each other a high five.
Well, you know what?
That's great.
I mean, because calories are actually is fuel. So I guess if you look at it,
if you work, if you actually work, like you walk around doing stuff all day, you actually work them off. Calories are good. It gives you fuel. If you just sit and just sit and sit and sit and watch daytime TV. Well, things are different. You got a problem. Yeah, you want to go for that the salad. You want to go for the salad.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, it's great. No, but the guy, I'm getting more for my money. That guy was fucking hilarious. Oh my God. Now, me and Maggie gave the high five without saying the goddamn word.
No. Along the same line, here you go. You're going to like this. Companies selling pizza. Listen to these items very carefully.
Yep, 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 yep.
Companies selling pizza bagels, chewing gum, and bottled water are pushing to label their products as healthy. FDA revamps its definition of healthy to reflect the changing understanding of nutrition and science. Chewing gum and bottled water companies say they should
a
no longer be
changing understanding of science.
Yeah. Chewing gum and bottled water companies say they should no longer be shut out from using the term healthy just because their products don't provide nutrients.
Oh, good. Good. So, you know, bottled air. I mean, hell, I mean, mud, it's free.
pizza bagels one day. She cracks me up. Pizza bagel people want to say it too. This is a healthy pizza bagel.
It's a, everything's healthy in moderation. If I don't need a pizza bagel, I ain't eating shit.
All right, back to a robotic story.
Rhetorically, of course.
And we're down to our last 10 minutes, but this is another crazy one.
Oh,
now
really?
We're gonna have...
this should be an extended. I'm having fun with this tonight. I'm actually am. This is cool.
With robotic cowboys, you ready for this? Remember that movie Westworld with Yul
Brynner?
Yes,
of course. Yul Brynner. Nobody ever knows. Nobody knows when he was born. That's a fact.
One of my favorite movies.
True.
But Cargill developed a robotic cattle driver used to herd cattle from their pens to the processing plant. The robot will reduce the stress levels that cattle experience when being corralled and protect their workers
and lead them to death. We're going to reduce the stress and leading them to death. But that's fine. That's fine.
Robotic cowboys. I love that idea.
That's great. Yeah, cows don't know it. Yeah, we're gonna make it be less stressful to go die. It's Yul Brynner. Give him a nod, cow style.
And then last story, because we're down to 8 minutes now. Remember good old Blue Apron?
Oh God, it never hit here. I told you that.
Well. I think I told you the story. When Blue Apron first came out, I never ordered any, but all my neighbors did. And the Federal Express truck would come here, and it would be filled with Blue Apron boxes. Well, fast forward.
They're picking up your neighbors because they're running low on food?
3 months later, there was zero Blue Apron boxes on that Federal Express truck. But listen to this. Blue Apron has formed a partnership with Walmart and their online Jet.com business to sell an assortment of the company's meal kits on Jet.com's online and mobile platforms. The program will feature same-day and next-day delivery and be launching in New York City and in Jersey City and in Hoboken, New Jersey, coming soon. When they made that announcement the other day, Blue Apron stock jumped 18%. In 2 hours,
which is
so
fine.
I guess they're gonna go at it and try to sell their product through Walmart now.
Dude, I'm still thinking about Yul Brynner rounding up cattle. You got me fixed on that.
Sorry.
That's the story tonight. Robots rounding up cattle. Think about that.
Yep.
Visualize that.
Yep.
Be that. That's cool as shit. But it's less stressful because they say so. So robots are leading all these, but they're not stressed like they ever were. They don't know where they're going, and all of a sudden their heads are gone.
Yeah, that's true. But
pneumatic head hammer.
Cool.
It has a habit of ending life.
You and I both know that they're doing this because it costs too much to have a person herding the cattle, so now they're going to.
There was another reason too. The people that do head the cattle with the pneumatic hedges, the wedges, they have a very high dying rate of weird diseases. It's true. It's absolutely. Look that one up. That's a good food news one for next week. Look that one up. The guy that the actual slaughterers, the ones putting them down with the pneumatic head hammer or however they do it, they die of weird diseases. Now look that one up and get back to me next week. That's a good one. It's been going around. Thank you.
Head him up and move him out.
Keep rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen. Keep them doggies rolling, roaring.
Oh my God, you did it. You did. You went there. Oh my God. Anyway, folks, I guess we're out of here. After that, I got nothing. I got nothing. Son of a bitch, you shut me up. Not few people have been able to do that.
Thanks for joining us. And come back next Friday night when we'll have more food news. And we're here every Friday. You can also listen to replays. Tell your friends if they missed the live show. They can always hear the replay.
Yep.
I'm done. It's your turn.
You've been done since birth. Anyway, all right. Here we go. I'm hungry. I'm going to go grab something to eat. I got to wake up at 5:30 in a few hours to do another market. But anyway, we'll talk to you guys. Same bat time, same bat channel. Next Friday night, 9 o'clock. Sign on. I'm signing out. There it is.
See you, everybody. Yeehaw!
Head them up and move them out.
Though the streams are swollen, keep them doggies rolling, roar. Through rain and wind and weather, hell bent for leather, wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good fiddles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move them on, hit them up, hit them up, move them on, hit them up, raw high.
And that's all, folks.